We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There is a huge battle ongoing, and it runs right to the heart of one of Michigan's most important spots, the Straits of Mackinac.
Right now, it's a spider web of legal fights and regulatory fights until we get some kind of conclusion.
Why exactly is the Line 5 pipeline so controversial, and what happens if it were to shut down completely? This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. What exactly is Line 5, you say? Well, let's start right there. Good question. Line 5, it's an oil pipeline that runs 645 miles from Wisconsin to Ontario. But here's where it starts to matter to us. The pipeline runs directly under the Straits of Mackinac and through other parts of Michigan. You see, it's the Straits that have stirred most of the conversation around the pipeline that carries over 500,000 barrels of oil daily. Why are the Straits of Mackinac so important?
And the Straits of Mackinac separate Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, which are actually one hydrological body. And there's really not another geographic feature like the Straits in the world. The water flow changes direction every 1 to 3 days, 180 degrees. There's 10 times the water moving through the Straits of Mackinac that goes over Niagara Falls. We're talking a lot of water moving very quickly in a very dangerous spot for an oil spill. Studies have shown that over 745 miles of Michigan's shoreline would be at risk. Even if you look at just the economic impacts, a 15-day shutdown of the Straits of Mackinac shipping lane, which is a very busy shipping lane, would have economic impacts of over $45 billion.
That right there, that is the voice of Sean McBrearty. He's the coordinator of Oil and Water Don't Mix. Groups like Sean's, they want Line 5 to shut down completely. Patrick DeHaan, the lead petroleum analyst for Gas Buddy, says that would have major consequences.
What we're seeing happening with President Biden getting blamed and seeing very low approval numbers, there should be a lesson here for Michigan politicians, is that there's going to be a tremendous cost if you're seen impeding oil, especially at a time that oil prices and gas prices are at record levels. Shutting down Line 5 would impede the flow of oil to refineries, and that would absolutely and potentially have a devastating impact on product prices. For the governor, if she's seriously contemplating shutting down Line 5, what conversation was happening in 2019 that maybe made the implications seem mundane? The game has changed completely. Shutting down Line 5 would be catastrophic.
Would it have been mundane in 2019 or no?
More so. It still wouldn't have been a blip on the radar. It still would have been significant. But now, given the fact that flows from Canada are very high, there's no way that these can be rerouted anywhere else.
I reached out to Enbridge and spoke to Ryan Duffy, a company spokesperson. Ryan said they believe not only is the pipeline vital, but also it's safe. And Ryan agrees with Patrick when it comes to impact.
We understand that people feel very strongly about protecting the waters of the Straits and the Great Lakes. I mean, of course. But the thing with that is we feel very strongly, too, about making sure the Straits and the Great Lakes are protected. It has never released a drop of product into the Straits in the more than 65 years it's been there, and it's vital to Michigan and the region. And so, you know, especially right now with everything going on in the world, with the price of energy where it is, we do need all pieces of energy infrastructure now more than ever. It's really that integrated energy network in North America that provides us with our energy that we need and use every day. When you hear the talk around a shutdown of Line 5, that would most hurt small businesses.
Patrick from Gas Buddy said this earlier, the fight over Line 5 is environmental or economic for some, but for others, it's a political issue. I mentioned to the governor a second ago, Gretchen Whitmer has gone out of her way to condemn that pipeline.
She campaigned on this vow to shut down the Line 5 pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac.
I'm going to stop Lena Stebbins from the Michigan Advance for just a second because she's right. Here's Whitmer before her election on Detroit Public Television.
I do not support Governor Snyder's announcement that he made. I will go to court. I will challenge it. This is a problem.
It sounds like the end goal eventually, right, would be to shut down Line 5. That would be your preference?
I want the oil out of the water.
The more you know, right? All right, back to Lena.
When she got into office, she attempted to negotiate with Enbridge and see if there was some way that they could put a deadline in place, a clear timeline for them to shut down the lines before they construct a new tunnel enclosed replacement. Those negotiations fell through in summer of 2019. Since then, it was Attorney General Dana Nessel who was taking on the fight with the governor's support. However, the governor did file in November of 2020 to have the lines decommissioned. Enbridge has fought this ferociously because they believe that it is not up to the state. Whitmer obviously believes that the state does have the power to decide, as does Dana Nessel.
Lena mentioned a tunnel under the Straits, which would replace the current tunnel that lies on the lake bed. While some do disagree, Ryan from Enbridge says indeed the underground tunnel is the future.
The tunnel would provide those extra layers of safety and environmental protection. You know, it protects the water because it would be in a tunnel with thick concrete well below the lake bed there in the Straits. You wouldn't have any risk of any kind of issue with an anchor from a ship going through. It reduces the chances that any product is released into the water to just about zero. When you look at the alternatives, there really aren't any alternatives. When you look at how many trucks it would take to move the energy on Line 5 or trains or ships, it's just not possible. And also those other ways of transporting aren't as safe as pipeline.
This really is a complex situation. It's not as simple as turning the pipeline on or off. There's no faucet here. If it was, this conversation would have been over 10 years ago, one way or the other. Michigan has a rich native history, and the Straits of Mackinac are considered sacred. Sean from Oil and Water Don't Mix says the tribes have rights too.
The Michigan tribal governments are a big part of our coalition. Their rights are definitely at stake here, especially the five tribes who were signatories to the 1836 Treaty of Washington, which enabled Michigan to become a state. The three things that they asked in return for that land was hunting, fishing, and gathering rights. Now, the apex of tribal fishing territory, where the whitefish herd breed and where they're the strongest, is in the Straits of Mackinac. That's not even to mention the potential 10,000-year-old cultural site that was discovered last year that's still being explored at the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. Tribal rights, as far as their fishing rights, and as far as the rights to environmental protection of their fishing grounds, are definitely at stake.
And it's not just the tribal land that further complicates this situation. Earlier we talked about Enbridge. It's a Canadian company. Lena says that adds multiple layers of complications to the situation.
Because they are not an American company, the Canadian government gets involved. And the Canadian government has the interest of keeping the oil going through the Straits because it does come from Canada. It goes through several states, up through the west portion of the UP, and back down through Michigan into Canada. It is for Canada's benefit primarily. With Canada involved, there's always the issue of treaties, and there is a particular pipeline treaty that was invoked. And we're not sure about where things are on that right now. The discussions between American and Canadian officials regarding that treaty, it is kept under wraps, so we're not completely sure. But that was brought up in court proceedings last year. That is an issue.
But how does this all affect you? Certainly, some will say everything that happens in the Great Lakes affects all Michiganders. But if the pipeline were to shut down right now, it could have deeper consequences at the fuel pump, and that's a place where people are already struggling. Here's Patrick from Gas Buddy one more time.
Anyone that gives you an absolute number is just making it up, but it's all in the details, right? If we knew exactly the governor's just simply going to shut Line 5 down, it could be 50 cents a gallon. It could be beyond that. Because it's cutting off the feed, not necessarily for refineries in the U.S., But much of this product ends up going through Detroit, right? Marathon's refinery in Detroit, several in Sarnia, even in Toledo. This would be akin to, boy, I don't know, shooting yourself in the chest and hoping it misses your heart.
When I asked Lena from the Michigan Advance how this ends, I got a deep sigh and a, well, because we don't really know what the future of Line 5 is. It has been unclear for a decade, and political and legal battles have done nothing to move the needle in either direction. And what happens this November could certainly have a huge impact. So get your popcorn. This controversy is not going anywhere. Big thanks to Sean McBrearty, Patrick DeHaan, Ryan Duffy, and Lena Stebbins for helping me unravel a pretty complex situation. We're always following the latest online 5 and more from Lansing at WWJNewsRadio.com. Our theme music is written and produced by Ozone Music and Sound in Southfield. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.